Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Homes. Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Peachtree Brewing Company owner Megan McKay to talk about winning the Invest in She Des Moines competition and female entrepreneurship.
You were recently the winner of the Invest in She Des Moines competition. Tell us a little bit about this competition and what it means to you to be able to come out on top of this competition.
Sure. You know, the competition was really focused around women coming together and pitching their businesses to a group of investors to ask for money to help grow their business in the future. Basically, you had to put together a business plan, talk about what the demand was for your product or the opportunities that you had, and then come up with a succinct solution to that, show that you had the financial stamina to make it happen, and then show how you'd use that investment. We had 4 minutes to do the pitch and then 5 to 10 minutes for questions. And basically, we were able to make a compelling story for why Peachtree should be the winner of that investment money, and we're able to come home with the top dollar amount.
What's also impressive about this was put on by the Iowa Women Lead Change organization, and it's really in regards to female entrepreneurship within the state of Iowa. So this is really big in that regard to be able to show how the female entrepreneurship can be moved on, especially here with Peachtree and here in Knoxville.
Yeah, you know, Iowa's got a long history of very hardworking women. Unfortunately, most of the time, they're not business owners. They're working in someone else's business. And, you know, it's really nice to see an organization trying to put women forward, making it accessible, having good role models, and then networking within the community to make sure we have the support we need to go forward. If you don't have the role models for it, it's hard for women to see that, hey, I can put my hard work to use and make a business happen.
What advice would you give to any female that's looking to get into business? Obviously, they need role models, as you said, so it is important for somebody like you to be able to let them know your journey as well.
Yeah, you know, I think can't underestimate the power of relationships, both within your business, with your customers, but then also that broader network. Just people you can bounce ideas off, you can kind of test your theories, see how they work. The informal relationships that you make throughout your business life sometimes are the most important ones, even more important than the more formal relationships, just because it allows you to kind of be inspired. It allows you to kind of test your theories and see if they're actually worth something out in the marketplace.
How has it been for you as a businesswoman to be able to move forward with your business?
You know, I think we've had a ton of support. I think, you know, the beer has had great validation. We won a World Beer Cup last year, and so we've seen great sales growth. That's been no problem. I think for this, it was nice to see some validation on the business plan side and say, hey, this is viable. It makes sense. It's something that we can push forward. We had a lot of great comments from people in the crowd and during the breaks just saying, like, hey, you're really growing and you're really making this happen. So just great validation on that side.
And it's got to be great validation in regards to female entrepreneurs and being a female in this business, showing that females can not only do this business, but can do business ventures outside this area.
Yeah, I think it's really important that, you know, we show that women can do it. I had a statistic that was there are only 2% of the breweries in the United States are owned by only a woman. Either the rest of them are co-owned, male and female, or mostly male. And I think it's important for people to see that women can succeed in non-traditional careers, that they can go out and make a difference and make an impact. You know, again, this is just kind of showing that if you stand up and do it and get up on stage and make that pitch and shake hands, you can move your way forward.
From an education standpoint, what are some things that women can do to be able to get into a position such as yours?
You know, I think you can never stop learning, whether it's formal education or informal. I was fortunate to get a degree from University of Iowa and then go back and get my MBA. And I think if nothing else, it really gave me a great foundation of confidence to stand from that I knew as much as anybody else in the room as far as my formal education. You know, the other thing is get experience. Go out, learn, work, you know, from the ground up. I'm pretty proud that I've done almost every job here in the brewery other than actually brew beer. You know, I've delivered, I've worked on the packaging line, I've gone out and done sales, I've done the financials, and, you know, really have that well-rounded experience so that I can talk about every aspect of the business intelligently. And I think that's important in any business for a man or a woman, but especially probably women. Sometimes we need that extra boost of knowledge and confidence to put us over the top.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes. Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, what a farm store should be. Thanks again to our guest, Peachtree Brewing Company owner Megan McKay, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.